Welcome to Head Wreck, the show where we talk about the things that are wrecking our heads and we talk about things that are wrecking your head. I am John Bird, and with me, as always, is Alan Ryan. Say hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Alan, where can people contact us?
Officially or unofficially? Officially, it's head
Officially.
Underscore rect.
Yeah.
Officially. Head underscore rect on Instagram, on Facebook, on where else are we? X.
Blue Sky. We're on.
Yeah, let's be real here. Like the only ones that people use is probably Instagram and X, if anything. So that's where you'll get us.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's using X at the moment. But there you go. There it is. So tell me, Alan. I'm sure you have some amazing stories. So Alan is still in holiday mode, aren't you, Alan?
A little bit, yeah. Even though I'm back about 6 months now, but like
you're wearing the holiday shirt still.
Yeah, but I
that's
regret
a holiday
this
shirt if I ever. That's literally pina coladas by the beach. I can hear the song. If you like pina coladas,
unfortunately, I was nowhere near the beach on my last holiday. I was nowhere near the beach.
No.
I was in the middle of the country.
But you got a nice
country,
tan. It's
the
first time I've seen you since then, and you've got a lovely tan. So I'm happy for you. Did you have fun?
Do you know what the funny thing is? So this tan I got was from being outside for an hour yesterday in Irish sunshine versus a week away in 30-odd degree temperature with no sun cream. Always make sure always make sure you wear sun cream. But I didn't wear it last week or the week before. And no tan yesterday. It was sunny, nice and sunny here for the weekend outside in Irish tan. That's what I got.
But do you say
that wrecks my head.
Sunscreen or sun cream? Or
I said sunscreen.
Cream.
Yeah, I said sunscreen. Yeah. I mumbled over that. It's going. That's what you get. If you get sunburnt, you have a sunscreen afterwards.
Yeah, that is true. I have a bit of a sunburnt neck from doing a nice bit of Irish garden.
And that's because you're a bit of a redneck as it is. Sure, look at.
So the biggest question for me, right, and I'm sure the biggest question for everyone is, you, a few podcasts ago, were talking about how wonderful it is having Revolut and your
Bluetooth connected.
Yes, your apparently Bluetooth's connected.
I don't know where that came from.
Tracks. So we'll just try that again. So
I'll keep it in. It's fine. Like, yeah, well, wreck your head. Random Bluetooth connected messages.
Yeah, random Bluetooth connections wrecking our heads
just disconnecting. Actually, that does wreck my head. Actually, yeah, just cool. on this topic
disconnect and we'll hear it.
No, it's when your phone randomly connects to Bluetooth stuff, and it always happens with my work headphones. My phone disconnects, and I'm trying to listen to something on my phone. Someone calls me, I can't hear them, and I can hear coming into distance in the corner of my couch where I show my headset there. That wrecks my head. Anyway, that's not
you
the
have
topic.
Too many Bluetooth
about.
Devices in your head. That's what's wrong. Or in your house. In your head as well.
I have blue teeth, as they would say at this stage.
Well, did anything wreck your head on holidays? That's what I'm dying to know. That was my biggest thought when you were gone. I was like, God, he's going to be getting loads of stuff for the podcast. Tell me you got at least one.
Oh, I have lots of them, but I'm gonna pick two specific ones. Two specific ones. Items. Item number one is the people who you'd swear have never traveled before, and when they get up to the X-ray machine, like, oh, what do we do here? And they're wearing older clothes. It's like they're going to Alaska for a month. They have about 12 jackets on them, and then they're like, oh, I take off one jacket. And they're looking at the person going, what am I meant to do? It's like belts off, and they're like, oh, I don't get it.
Whereas us who have done it at least once in our life know what's coming next from being in the queue. You already have your laces open and your jacket off and your belt off
because
you
down.
Know what's coming. And it's the weirdest thing when you think of it. It's people walking around the airport ready, holding up their trousers, belt in their hand, jackets off, shoes off.
I said belt in their hand.
It's all
and
random
else.
When you think of it, really.
And then you do that weird X-ray walk that you walk through with your arms out as if you're carrying watermelons under your arms.
But isn't it ridiculous then when you get through the X-ray? It's like, then you have
holiday
to
starters.
Casually get dressed
like
nothing,
a one-night stand.
You weren't just
stand.
Naked. I know. And then dash for the plane. You were presumably Ryanair, no?
I didn't. I do no such thing as dashing.
Well, you pay the extra for the whatever you get.
Yeah, but I'm terrified of flying, but I just get to the airport on time like a normal person.
Okay, fair enough. But do you pay for the priority?
Yes, I do, because I'm one of the main reasons.
I don't get that because all have to get on the plane
weird.
Right?
No, so my priority is I actually get the last person to get on the plane. I won't get on the plane early. So I pay priority. So I get the extra bag, the bigger bag on. That's why I pay priority. You're guaranteed your bigger bag on the plane. That's why I go with priority. But I don't like sitting on the plane for half an hour waiting for the other ticks to get on.
Yeah, I don't get that. I
Yes.
and then you, like, they're looking at you, they're in the priority queue going, ha, I'm ahead of you. You're like, we're
Yeah, I just
going
get
the
on last.
same way. We're all getting on the same plane. Plane,
We're all going
doesn't
to die
matter.
the same way.
Stop. I have a holiday coming up. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm terrified of flying, so
No,
I've
so am
accepted
I.
my fate on that.
I know.
So it's so for priority, I get on last. So I'm not sitting on the plane because I just get panic attacks otherwise. So that for me is something that I wait
And
to
do
get
you
on.
care
But it's just piggyback.
where you sit on the
Yeah,
plane?
I normally sit
Does it
above the
help
wing.
you
I've
with
done
your
a lot of
panic attacks?
research. Yeah, I've done a lot of research in terms of where you're most likely going to survive in the plane. This is not the podcast to have this conversation,
This is
but
really
yeah.
not the podcast.
No, it's
Not
not. It's
for me.
not.
Not right now with a holiday coming up, and I haven't flown in over 5 years.
Exactly.
So
So sorry.
just
So if any
buckle.
of you have downloaded a podcast, which you can do, you can download these podcasts and
Yeah,
listen on
and
the
listen to
plane.
them on the
Have a safe
plane.
flight. Have a safe flight. I hope you are having a safe flight.
We're really
And if you're
happy
not
and
having a
really
safe
down.
flight, imagine how depressing it's going to be knowing we were the last voices you heard before you died on the plane.
It could be consoling, it could be comforting, but yeah. Well, speaking of Bluetooth devices, Alan, I have
Yeah.
something that wrecks my head because you touched on it a few minutes ago. You touched it a few minutes ago, Alan.
I did indeed, but I was off
So,
camera.
I have people who wear Bluetooth earpieces in their ear when they're not driving.
They're pushing a trolley in the shopping center.
What is that about?
Yes. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to get myself my bananas and my cheese, darling, back in a minute. Ooh.
Now I get it. I get couriers wearing them, right? Because you're
Or
carrying
taxi
stuff
man. Yeah.
and
Yeah.
that kind of thing. But when you're not
Sure.
driving or couriering, you don't need to wear it.
Karori.
Now
Yeah.
I was gardening, like I said, at the weekend, so I had earphones in, Bluetooth earphones, which
But
meant I
that's
could
fine.
take a call,
That's
and it was
acceptable.
great because I was listening to music. That made sense. But I
Of
certainly
course.
wouldn't be
Absolutely.
going around with a big what a big
I'd
what
like
do you
a
call it?
Jabra headset, almost one of those,
Yeah,
I would suppose.
or what they look like, the wishbone on a chicken. When you pull the sticking out of someone's ear. I don't get it. It's like, just take it out of your ear. And I know half the time it's not turned on. Take it out of your ear. You don't even have a job. Sorry, that's just one of the things. I saw a lot of people over the weekend with that. So there you go.
Yeah. We should do an
Yeah.
OnlyFans version of this.
Yeah, but you need to have fans for that. So I don't know.
Shh, don't be
Let's
telling
see
the
how that
people you don't have
goes.
any
But
fans.
we've
Well,
a
we
few.
are rating
We
very
do have a
highly
few.
on
Yeah.
podcast charts. We're
We are.
doing very well in these.
We are. We are. And I'm reluctant to
Thank you
say
very
any
much,
more about
Darwin.
it in case it's wrong. It's some blip in the matrix.
Some fella sitting in his office going,
I
how
know,
did those lads get
yeah.
on? But if you're listening to us, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. And speaking of listeners, so we do have something here, and I'm going to attempt, this is the first time attempting this technology. I was sent, yeah, Alan's already laughing at it, right? So we're
I'm
trying
done
new
with this
tech
one.
today. So we got,
Yeah, well, is it new tech? Is it really new tech? It's just
well,
new
it's
tech
new
for
tech
John.
literally for now, trying it here. Okay, so I should have tested this beforehand. It may not work. I got a voice message of something that wrecks this person's head, and I do hope this is the right one that I'm pressing. I really do. So
Otherwise, it's gonna be very scary.
it can be. Let's see
Let's
how
find
this
out.
goes.
The paper straws in McDonald's, mold for them. They're fucking useless.
There, did you get that? The
I heard that. The paper
paper
straws.
straws in McDonald's. I'm
And
all
not just
for them, but they're
McDonald's, pretty
fucking,
much
and that's
anywhere.
courtesy of Andrea.
Ooh, voice messages. I like the voice messages idea.
Yeah, it's good. So if you
Not an
do want
idea.
to,
It's not an idea. It's always been in existence just to actually use, but it's just to
it is
clarify.
nice. And we should let people know we do have a WhatsApp community, I think, or
A channel
and
on
a
its
channel as
head.
well. And so you can send them to us. We will accept them. So paper straws,
Just look
Alan.
for Head Wrecked
Yeah, just
Direct,
look for us.
or that's the one for a group, and then our channel, which I have no idea how this works because I'm not au
I
fait. Au fait?
absolutely have no idea
Oh,
either.
there's
So,
channels. Head Wrecked, Head Space Wrecked Space Podcast. You can follow us on our channel. Well, we
sure, go
can,
on. Try it. We've no idea what we can do with it. So
Head
we'll
Wrecked
see.
Podcast.
The
I'm just going
problem.
to clarify this. If you accidentally follow the wrong channel and start getting weird shit sent to you, that's not us. We can't vouch for other Head Wrecked
No,
podcasts.
that's our own personal chat that we have going on that we talked about a couple of episodes ago, which we don't want people to come in. Paper straws, Alan. Fucking
Yeah,
pain in the
I get
hole.
it. Yeah, I think they're great for the first like 30 seconds. And then after that, then you just turn into what can only be described as someone has left a bowl of Holy Communion out in the rain.
I honestly think you're talking about my sex life. It's great for the first 30 seconds. And it's like,
and then it goes soggy and floppy.
Yeah, I understand. And I think it was great. People were like, oh, yeah, let's save the turtles with the paper straws. Save turtles. It's great. But because we all saw that one video of the straw being pulled out of. No, the straw being pulled
no,
out.
No, that was a magician. That was a magician turtle. No.
What's the magician
turtle? A magician turtle is like, look at my magic trick I spent years perfecting, and he goes, pulls it out of his nose. We're like, oh my god, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Shall I show you my next trick?
Is it where you're pulling the straw from?
Wait, sorry.
No, but just on that point, I absolutely get it. Paper straws, I agree with you. I think they were a really, really good idea, but they fail if you're spending more than 2 minutes, especially against something like a milkshake. It just dissolves. And then you're going, am I just inhaling and drinking paper? But then you take the straw out and you turn around. That's what I've noticed. After 2 minutes, it requires work. Take the straw out. I'm doing hand gestures here on camera. So you take the straw out and you put it in the other way around. And that means you get twice as long out of it. That's what she said.
They are a pain in the hole, though, aren't they? Like, I just, to be honest, I don't come across them that much because I don't. Drink
oh, really?
Or eat a lot of.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Where do you
fair
get
enough,
the McDonald's-y kind of a place?
Anywhere. Anywhere. With the straws. Now, when I was away last week, they didn't have paper. It was only plastic straws. It was great. I forgot how good my life was. I was going around. I took a trip out to the sea and started throwing all the straws into the ocean, trying to catch some turtles, slamming turtles in the zoo.
And
with
don't
them and
don't see. Tell us where you are, because if you do, then you'll have all the stop oil people heading out to that country to troll.
But they need oil to get there. But anyway, that's another.
Stop oil thing. I know, I'm all on for stop conglomerates ruining the planet, but to be fair, me and you wouldn't be able to communicate right now if it wasn't for oil. We wouldn't be wearing any clothes if it wasn't for oil.
Well, baby oil, maybe.
Fair enough. Yeah, baby oil. Yeah.
Is that made from babies?
A lot of sex lives would be ruined if it wasn't for oil. That's true. Baby oil.
Listen,
baby oil. Come
whatever,
on.
Whatever you do to those cormorants and swans stuck in the oil slicks out in the lakes, that's down to you.
Oh, Alan, I'm surprised. Come on, have you got something else to wreck your head in holidays now? Come on, there must be something. There must have been someone on a plane or something that really pissed you off.
So my first one I mentioned earlier was at the start of the holiday.
Yeah.
The last one is at the end of the holiday when the plane is basically hasn't even stopped moving and everyone is up, standing up, pulling down all their suitcases, standing in the aisle for like 10 minutes, like, what are you standing for?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get off any quicker because the people in front of you still need to get off first.
I know,
before
and
you can get
everyone's
off.
Arse is in your face. It's like, it's just.
Oh, yeah. Or sometimes belly.
I know. You've been sitting on the plane for what, 3 hours? There's a smell of ass.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There is a smell of ass. Well, here's a question for you. Do you use the toilet on the plane?
Yes, of course I do.
No. No, your grand thanks. No.
Really?
No,
if you were going on. Oh, yeah. I was a wee. Yeah, obviously, I'm not going to piss my pants.
Yeah, but would you do a poop on the plane?
If I had to. But what I do is I actually go for what I like to almost think of like an Indiana Jones shit. I've coined this phrase up right now. I don't know I've just made this up. So you sit in the toilet, and as it's halfway out, then you push the flush button and see it go and suck it out like that. It doesn't work. I got it, Indiana Jones shit. I don't know why.
You
I just
have literally launched every fear in everyone right now in the country and in the world of, like, because that's what everyone's afraid of. And it's holiday season. It's high holiday season.
Well, just don't flush the toilet when you're sitting down. You're fine.
What would happen?
Stand up.
No, it's just rotten.
Yeah. Would you create a suction?
I don't know.
Your balls are being torn down.
No, because you can't flush. You have to put the lid down to flush, don't you?
No. No, in fairness, when I was on the flight with Ryanair, you flush and then the lid moves down automatically, which I thought was very fancy for Ryanair. I'm expecting, like, that's where my €12 went for my bleeding sandwich that I got. But
your priority boarding got you your own toilet and you didn't even realize.
No, and your Indiana Jones shit didn't work. I don't know. I coined that phrase literally 2 minutes ago.
So, I like it. All right, here's one.
Or the Clear and Present Danger one. That's when he jumps off the plane.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? Good movie.
No.
Anyway, go on.
No.
Go on. I'll pass it over to you.
Right, I have one. So this happened. A light bulb went in the bathroom the other day. Okay.
Like, did it went to the toilet or just like
it would, a light bulb went to the bathroom. No, a light bulb went in the bathroom, the light bulb of the bathroom. And I went, oh shite, okay. It's late.
Literally.
Oh shite, yeah. So I went into the dining room and swapped the light bulb out. So then I had to get them for the dining room anyway, right?
But you got old halogen bulbs, you're twisting bulbs in your bathroom, really?
No, this is the thing, right? So it's an LED bulb, sure. But it's the proper, you know, like a regular light bulb, you do half twist and it locks into place, right?
Sure, yeah.
So I went to Home Store More. When it's gone, it's gone. Not sponsored by Home Store More in any way, to get a light bulb, because that's the closest place to me where you can get light bulbs. Have you had to buy a light bulb lately? Jesus Christ.
Right? There's about 1,000,005 different versions.
I wrote this down. This is how convoluted it is to get a light bulb. So we all remember the old glass light bulbs. What was it? 40, 20 watt, 40 watt, 60 watt, or 120? You never bought the 120.
I think there were E27. I think there were E27 bulbs.
That's all you looked at.
Yeah, 20, it was.
40,
it was,
60 watt, whatever, right? So now I'm going, right, what do I want in the bathroom? 60 watt, right, granted.
A 5 watt LED, I think it is, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing, right? This, no word of a lie. So you now have, if you want to get a 40 watt bulb, it's a 4.9 watt, okay, which is equivalent to 40 watts, 470 lumens, or 360 degrees warm white.
Yeah. All right. So that's more of a yellowy color. Yeah. Yeah.
So why are your reaction to this is totally not what I was expecting. You're like, oh, yeah. I'm going, right. Yeah. So I'm going for a 40
because
watt,
up in Dublin, we've had modern lighting for quite a while.
But who knows what 470 lumens, 360 degrees, and warm white. I just want light bulb. Come on.
I think pure white is 4K, so 4,000. And the lumens is how bright it was. So
annoyed at how perfectly okay you're handling this. Yeah, yeah. I'm not impressed.
I accepted it a long time ago, back in the 90s, when we all moved to LEDs and CD players in Dublin.
But you're not.
No, I get it. I do get it. But I can explain the reason why they're lower wattage, because the higher the halogen bulbs,
you're just boring me and all the listeners, 90% of
the visible light
they're already
you
annoyed
see.
With you, Alan. I'm going to talk over you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's head wrecking. But I just want to know, do I get a 40 watt or a 60 watt? So anyway, I got a 60.
You think you get neater, you get like a 4.9 watt.
Yeah, 470 lumens. So there you go. Yeah, but I have to say,
sorry. Oh my God, what? You had to buy how many watts? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous, John. How am I going to sleep tonight? I won't even turn my lights off, because I'll be lying in bed going, wonder what wattage this bulb is.
Well, here's something else that's going to upset your sleep. So here's something that kind of got played on my mind a little bit during the week. I went, yeah, that's really annoying. So do you remember when you used to buy magazines? Men's magazines, you know, like
the FHM. Top shelf magazines, you mean? FHM? Oh, FHM was fine.
Yeah, you know, or
Woman's Way.
Remember
stuff, like that.
Stuff.
No, I don't remember stuff.
Stuff magazine, or you know,
Stuff
just like
magazine.
Men's Health, all that kind of
GQ,
thing.
GQ, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
GQ. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you remember? You used to always get the little sample aftershaves. Sometimes it was like a liquid. Sometimes it was like a powder.
A liquid.
Like an oil, and then sometimes
it was like a wet page. It was like not a powder. It was like
It was like a powder. You rub your finger over. It was like a
not
powder
because of anthrax.
But that's not what annoys me, right? I get it now because nobody buys magazines, right? So they're not putting the samples in it. But when you buy aftershave,
what sample did you put in your magazine? They're different sort of magazines, and they're your type of sample.
You
that's different.
Samples. Samples in the magazines, right? But
listen, the samples you gave in your magazines, pages stuck together. Just going to clarify that.
That's what the liquid was. Yeah.
Yes. And that was what the powder was.
It was this really nice smelling aftershave called spermicide. And there was one called KY. It was really cool.
Yeah, but you added them
more so than the magazines not having the samples. Do you remember when you'd buy aftershave and you got samples,
the mini bottles? I think you do still get that if you buy them in like.
No, you don't.
You buy them on holidays. No, if you went to Holly's or like a perfume shop, I think they'd still give you small little samples, I
Oh,
think.
well, you do not get them anywhere in Ireland. I
But that's
haven't
because
seen them.
you're
I
no, because you're
buy
buying the
them.
local pharmacy.
No, I well, yeah, for sure. Where else do you
Yeah.
buy? Where else do you buy
The
aftershave?
aftershave shop.
Where there is no aftershave shop down here. There's none.
Smell of
Just like the
silage in
local
the
chemists, but I know they have the samples. The fuckers have the samples in those little drawers underneath.
air. They fill up them all together, all the 12 little mini bottles, and sell them as like
I miss
20
that
euro.
though,
No,
because
I
it
do
was
get
so
that. Yeah.
cool. Because I
Yeah.
sometimes bring
You
to
bring it out
work
at your
my
night out.
aftershave, and it's a big bottle of. I want to bring it just a little one. Yeah, that wrecks
I
my
get the
head.
small little ones. You could just go dab on your neck, and then it was
Yeah,
like a weird cold drip going down your neck. Like, oh, Jesus.
but it was you smelled nice. I remember the first one I ever had was Fahrenheit. Something else has did wreck my head, but has since proved that it actually works. So I touched on it a couple of episodes ago. It was Temu. Have you used
Oh yeah.
Temu?
No, because
So
I
I
heard they
was.
were stealing people's credit card details. That's
Oh.
slanderous. Remove that. I realize that's slanderous. Now it needs to be removed.
No, it's not. You heard it. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean it's true or not. And you didn't start it. So it's fine. It's not true, I can tell you, because I've used and I bought a few things on it. And I'm really happy with it. So there you go. It's people thought it was a scam. It's not. Sorry, what's that? I hear a helicopter overhead and a big beam of light coming through the window. Try it. You might like it. We are not sponsored by Temu in any way. What's so funny? What's so funny now?
That's what the Bluetooth connecting thing earlier was.
Oh.
Bluetooth device connecting.
That
I
100% needs to go
know.
on. Oh, fuck's sake, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what that was. That was Temu connecting to see what I'm up to. Oh, fuck's sake, Alan. That's brilliant. Oh, yes. That was good. I like that. Oh,
Jesus.
right. Yeah, but you got one for me.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a weird one.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's a modern building one, but plugs in stupid places. So normally, traditionally, plug sockets were down towards the bottom, towards the skirting boards. But
Even
I'm
that
seeing
was
more and
annoying,
more.
I thought. But
But now they're in the middle of the wall. The middle of the wall. That doesn't make
I do
sense.
get it looks odd, but it can be easier to get to, obviously. If you're sitting on like the couch or something, you want to plug in your phone, you just have to reach
No,
the level you're
higher up
at.
than that. Higher up than that. And these are in the middle of, with no couch around them. Like, why? Like, me, for hanging a TV, I'm not in the dentist surgery. Don't hang a TV on that part of the wall. Like, do you know what I mean? When people walk into my hallway going, oh, great, welcome. Great, thanks for that. No, but just for me, it's really stupid. Or the ones I have are, they're both beside each other, but they're behind my bed. So I had to get an extension cable to move it out from behind my bed.
And then you have to root for the extension cable, and then you don't want the extension cable hanging out all the time because they look gammy. I know, I'm the same. I have one right behind my side of the bed, so I have an extension cable, and it's just annoying. Looks horrible. Plugs in shitty places. And let me guess,
Literally,
do you ever get the plug the right way around the first time? No, it's like a
no, but the ones,
USB.
yeah, I was going to say a lot of them now have the USB ones connected, and I change a lot of my plugs to have USB connectors on them because obviously you're
Okay.
charging phones, etc., which is totally normal. Then I got my new phone, and my new phone came with the cable that's USB-C to USB-C, so I can't use that cable.
Oh, yeah,
It's not
yeah, yeah,
normal
yeah.
USB, yeah, it's not the fat USB to the skinny USB. I don't know if that's literally correct, but yeah, very
Well,
annoying.
on Temu, you can get those little extenders for about 1 euro. Again, we are not sponsored by Temu
I
whatsoever,
think John is
unless they
though.
want us to. Yeah, that's really
It just
annoying.
really, yeah, plugs in really, and just really, because then you have cables running around the place, and then you're like, what is, it just looks really, really annoying. It just looks stupid. Have them down the corner out of the way, we can hide it with like a plant.
And when you're watering it, the plug is in the exact right spot, isn't it? Yeah, it's perfect, perfect,
Actually, I
perfect
never thought
position.
of that. That's a very good point. I never thought of that. Well, I just, I can, I don't piss in the toilet seats. I'm able to fill up a plant pot, not a power plant, a plant pot properly with water. Jeez, all the peas.
I got a lot of flack from people who heard the podcast where I was giving out about people mispronouncing words. So I got a lot of flack in work and from
Good,
people I
and
know.
rightly
But
so.
somebody did also mention, and it's something that I do all the time, because I try to pronounce my words properly, I end up mispronouncing them when it comes to THs. Okay. I end up putting them in places where they're not supposed to be. and I ended up just saying them wrong. So, like, I've often said
octopus. Look at the octopus in the sea.
No. Like, I've often said treadmill, which is not right. It should be treadmill, obviously, just because you're trying to say it properly. Or
treadmill. Oh, treadmill. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So,
a bag of bread. Toast.
Throat or thong.
Throat is correct. Well, yeah, but that's correct because it's th.
Throat.
Thumb and throat. Throat. Yeah, throat and thumb.
Doesn't have a h.
Oh, it? Well, it does at the end. Throat.
Sorry. When people go throat.
Throat.
For date of birth.
I was sticking your dumb down my throat.
What's your date of birth?
Date of birth. Yeah, that I think Irish thing, the rolling of the THs. Or the T's.
I
like
can't
water.
Do that. Water. I cannot do it. You see, you'd be really good at the Spanish accent and everything, but I just can't do it. No, because I can't roll the R's.
In case you have any Spanish listeners, I shall not be doing a Spanish accent.
We may have Spanish listeners, but I don't think we've any in Spain. Do we have Spain as a country of listeners? I don't know. I'm not sure.
John's the stats man. He's the stats man. Skibbidi-bidi-bidi. He's the stat man, John.
What
his name should be. Statman John. I'm a scared man.
Like I said, we're not sponsored by Tima, but for the crack, I said I'd buy this little thing where the sound runs through. It's a little kind of a mix and desk thing. I wanted to see what it can do. And I don't need any of the effects that are on it at all. I just wanted a nice, simple setup because we had tech issues a while ago. And fingers crossed, hopefully it's working so far.
Or we're going to get to the end of this recording and just me talking and you haven't come out to edit at all.
or neither of us coming out.
Yeah. I have another thing that's wrecked me.
I love your ones. Your ones do be better than my ones.
So my one is washing machines that lie.
Right.
You look at it and it says 8 minutes left, and you go back to it in 8 minutes' time, and then it says 21 minutes left. Like,
yes.
What the fuck are you lying to me for? Yes, like, just tell me how long's left. What are you lying to me for?
What is that about? Yeah.
Do you feel ashamed and embarrassed? Oh, I don't want you thinking badly of me because it's 2 hours. Tell me it's 2 hours. I can fuck off and do my own thing for 2 hours. Rather than me going, I'll finish an hour and a half. I don't want the wet washing staying there for half an hour. You come back half hour early and still like 42 minutes left.
Yeah.
What are you at, you dickhead?
Yeah, I absolutely concur on that because recently, whatever the basic wash on our washing machine is, it's, you know, just whatever, the standard wash, put it all on the same.
Synthetics 40.
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, it says 1:27 is what it says. So
27 minutes. Okay,
well, that's
sorry.
What I think. I thought
there was
is,
a setting.
I'm not sure.
I thought
it
the
is.
Setting was
no, because
1:27.
It's the same as you. It's like I think it's going to be 1:27, but it's not. It's I think it's like number
it.
One. I absolutely don't get it. But I meant to record. We got a new washing machine a couple of months ago, and it's a Chinese washing machine. It plays the longest song ever. And you think it's finished, it's not, and then you think it's finished again, and it's not. And I'm going to record it. I'm going to play it. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to record it in post, and I'm going to put it in here. So that you just heard is me putting in the sound of our washing machine stopping in post. And it's really long and it's so unnecessary. But that's another thing that wrecks my head. It's just pointless sounds in tech, especially a washing machine and your washing machine that you don't know when it's going to be
Bluetooth
finished.
Connected.
Yeah.
to your washing machine.
That tech at the start of this podcast. What Bluetooth connected? It could be next door.
Did it come out? Why did it come out on this? It shouldn't have come out on this.
I don't know, Alan. I don't know. So what I need to do is look at the instructions and see is there Bluetooth connect ability on this.
On your washing machine?
That I'm using. No. The washing machine could, to be honest. It could.
But why? It's like fold clothes. But you can get Wi-Fi enabled washing machine dryers so you can see how long it's left and then you can set the dryer and stuff and that out.
I would never ever buy a washer dryer duo again, ever. Had one in a flat years ago. Just
that's what I have. I think it works. I think it works really well. My own. But well, I don't use that often. First, I hang up
maybe
clothes.
Maybe the tech is better, but no, it was just constantly, the stuff was just constantly damp all the time. It just never dried.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. But again, that's because I think the dryer is lying. 40 minutes is actually 12 minutes.
Yeah. 40 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Tech is annoying, isn't it? Tech used to be great. Now tech has gone shit.
And it's unnecessary tech where stuff like, for me going, I've mentioned this before, is most of my lights and everything and plugs are Alexa enabled.
Yeah.
And then when Alexa doesn't answer me, I'm like, fucking bitch. Like, turn on the fucking light, Alexa. I've asked you to.
Do you want me to turn on the 470 lumens warm white light bulb for you, Alan? No, Alexa, just fucking turn on the bathroom light. Yeah, it's a bit much. We're going a bit stupid with tech, aren't we?
Now, would you, like, I have a robot vacuum as well.
Oh, here we fucking go with the robot vacuum again. Go on.
But would you ever buy a robot lawnmower?
Yes.
But my
garden, yes, because I was thinking about it, but my garden's not big enough to warrant the excessive cost of it. But my parents have a big garden, and I thought about an electric lawnmower for them.
If I had a big garden, I would just sit on lawnmowers. I think it'd be great.
Your cats would sit on the lawnmower, and then you'd never see your cats again.
Or I'd run over the cats in the lawnmower, and then I'd never see the cats again.
That's what I mean. They'd sit on it.
You'd sit on them.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like sitting on it, driving it, cutting the grass, like really, like
no,
going sitting on it.
That's a video I want to see, though. But again, guarantee that tech plays some stupid song and has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth enabled ability thingy, and it's totally pointless.
You have collected 4 bags of grass.
Yeah. But that's the thing about the those big lawnmowers. They don't actually collect any grass. It just, whatever way it works, it
turns into mulch,
bits, and it's just right left in the grass. So when you walk across, your shoes are still covered in grass, which is really
green shoes. Really hate that, green shoes, and then you have to wash them in the washing machine.
Yeah, but you never, but it doesn't. They're never clean because you've only actually put them on for 2 minutes instead of 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's lied to you, and then and then when you go to, here, my shoes are ready. Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, for 4 hours at the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, the song that I just played a second ago.
Yes. I hopefully mine was quite accurate and I got it right. I don't know.
We've so much more.
There you go. That's it.
Well, thank you. Thank you again. I'm glad you're back after your holiday, and I love you lots. And look, everyone, follow us on the socials and send us more voice notes and all that kind of thing. We love you. Want to hear more, Alan?
Head _ rect, or also Head Rect Podcast on WhatsApp channels.
Yes, thank you. And on, what's the other one?
The emails.
The lads at headrect.com. Bye.
Bye, slong.